Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is hump day. We are halfway through this bad boy, and we have a lot to give you. Thank you for joining us on this special time, 2:30 Arizona time. I know usually we're a lot sooner, but beating this for the Suns, Ricky Rubio came back, so I had to touch base with everyone in regards to that in terms of being on that meeting, on that call, the media meeting with the Phoenix Suns. So we got pushed back just a little. We didn't get preempted, though, because no one else hopped in our spot. But we are here now. We're ready to give it to you. We have a ton of sound coming from the Phoenix Suns. One thing that Coach Monty Williams said, kind of want to play it in its entirety, and then today we got a release on what could be said and what can't be said, and so I want to kind of get to that a little bit later. As well, we got some sound from Devin Booker, we got some sound from Ricky Rubio. Over on the WNBA side, we got some sounds from Brittany Griner. I would tell you we'd have more sound tomorrow, but we are off tomorrow. We will be back Friday. Friday's show may run just a little bit longer so we can get everything in. And then also we are scheduled to be at Maduro's Fine Cigar on Friday for cigars with the Cave Show. So all that is to come as well. In other news, baseball news, it is not looking good for the Toronto Blue Jays. They're having a hard time figuring out where they're going to play. So we're going to jump into that. Jets owner. Oh, boy, these guys, man. I don't know where they get this. Woody Johnson is being investigated for alleged racist comments, sexist comments. You know what? My job is to speak, and even sometimes I'm speechless. Mookie Betts is about to get broke off. Broke off. And all this is coming without anyone knowing what's coming down the line. The NFL says if fans get in the stadium, they will have to wear masks. Duh. And are you ready for this? The NBA is obviously going to have Black Lives Matter on their court. You've already seen the picture. You've already seen the clips. You know that's there. There's another sport that's going to have BLM somewhere. And you'll be surprised when I tell you who that'll be. And we'll get into all that right here today on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. That may have been one of the longest intros that I've done, but it was needed. We were brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. It's locally in Chandler. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member. You get a locker bagged directly up to a humidor. Your sticks will never, ever go bad. And you get privilege of coming to the members lounge. There's TVs up in there as well. There's a bunch of stuff in there. There's a fridge, an ice maker, everything. A private bathroom for that area. It's a place that you want to be. and that's all at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take care of you up to 10% off of your cigar purchase. And as a reminder, we will be there on Friday, or let me rephrase that. We are scheduled to be there on Friday for Cigars with the Cave show. It will not be Thursday this week. Will not. Tomorrow's show will be a best of. But anyway, get into Maduro's and definitely, definitely check them out. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Let's just jump right in to this bad boy. I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to try to get calls in. We are packed like crazy today, so I will do the best I can to get as many calls in as possible. So the call-in number is 917-889-7828. That number again, 917-889-7828. All calls made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. And like I said, we're going to try to get you in today, but we are jam-packed. There was some breaking news today with the Phoenix Suns before they even got started. We got an update on exactly what was going on with a lot of the players on the team and exactly where they have been, because they keep getting asked the question over and over again, where's this guy, where's that guy? Is he going to be here? Is he not going to be here? What is exactly going on with these players? Today the Suns went ahead and announced that. Let me kind of just give you a heads up on what's going on. Ricky Rubio is in Orlando. He is in a bubble. He is practicing. He had COVID, but he is back. He is healthy. As far as some of the other players, Eli Okobo and Jalen Lacroix will not be are not in Orlando for personal reasons, and they're being tested positive for COVID-19. They're all expected at some point in time to arrive in Orlando and join the team, but there are no updates right now as to when that will exactly be. So as soon as we hear more about that, we'll get into it. Prayers out to those that are suffering from COVID. It is nothing nice. It's not fun at all. And for all the people that think this is just a thing, it's more than just a thing. This bad boy is really serious. So prayers out to Aaron Baines. He's one of the players that stepped out with open letters as well when all the craziness started with in terms of people awareness getting to a more heightened level of what's going on. So, like I said, big-time prayers to him and his family, not just hoping that he's, but hoping that his family as well is okay. That should make it a lot easier for Suns head coach Monty Williams. I'm just going to play for you, Monty, over the last few bits of Monty. Who's in the camp? Who's in camp? Who's there? Here we go. Here's how it's gone for Monty.
No updates at all. No, I don't.
All right. Follow it up.
It's not frustrating. I understand you guys have a job, but I also have to be careful. You know what I'm saying? And so you try to balance. I want to give you guys what you need, but at the same time, there's certain restrictions on what I can talk about. So I think you guys understand that, and I appreciate you guys dealing with my nonsense as it relates to that.
All right, Monty. Thank you for telling us. So, Monty, let me ask you again. Who's there? Who's not there?
And I'm not going to get into who's here and who's not. I'm going to refer that question to James. I know the rosters came out, but again, that's that line of talking about who's here, who's not here, which can lead to speculation. So I'm just going to defer to James on that.
Hey, Monty, I appreciate it. You keep telling us that you can't tell us who's here, can't tell us who's going to be there. It's protocol. You're going to try to help us do the best job we can do. And we really appreciate that. Robson got released. She said she still can't say anything. So maybe if I rephrase this a different way, you can tell us actually who's there, who's not there, who's back.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you when James is going to talk to you guys. I have no idea. You know, as I told you guys yesterday, I understand your job, but there's certain things that I don't want to have to prep for this every day. That's the deal. So when James talks to you guys, I'm going to tell you, I don't know when that's going to happen.
Well, today, like I said, I read to you who's there, who's not there. So now everyone knows who's there, who's not there. And no matter how the question is phrased, rephrased, or phrased again, or rephrased again, it's a question hopefully now Monty won't have to answer anymore because we have the answer. He was really happy about a couple things. So one was Ricky coming back to camp, to practice, and to play with his team. Just want you to hear what Monty had to say, the importance of Ricky Rubio coming back and exactly what he means to this team.
I mean, Ricky is the general for our team. We all understand that he makes everybody better on offense. He helps us play with pace. He's one of the main reasons why we were one of the best assist team in the league. And, you know, he has a confidence about him. He has a leadership quality. He's won on the national stage with his national team, on the global stage, I should say. And he's just someone that I rely on for a lot. And, you know, the way he helped us change the program, you know, I could go on all day and talk about all of his attributes, but he's a guy that makes everyone better, and I'm thankful that I've had a chance to coach a guy like Ricky Rubio.
Now, yesterday I said, and I helped out those of you that didn't go to ASU or NAU or Grand Canyon, but went to a different college in the state. I tried to help you out by doing math for you. Yesterday, before we knew that Ricky would be back, and we kept talking about point guards, and I said, hey, look, we keep talking about point guards as a backup. We may be talking about point guards as a starter because the Suns technically have five, but then they were down to three. But now that Ricky's back, they now have three guys that are going to be vying for the job to be the backup point guard of the Suns. Ellie is not there yet. We don't know when Ellie's coming back. So now that leaves Javon Carter, Ty Jerome, and Cameron Payne to vie for that job. And as of the last time we asked Monty, no one had wrestled that job away and had taken the job of the backup point guard position.
Great question. You want to see somebody grab a hold of that backup point guard spot and say, it's mine, nobody's taking it, and, you know, I should be starting. Like, that's what you want from a backup point guard. It's a guy that can run both teams. He's a bit of a connector. And, you know, up until this point, we haven't had that. You know, Ricky's been the guy for us in that starting spot. And now we're just, you know, in these next few games and practices, because we're going to get after it and be allowed to compete, I want to see somebody grab a hold of the reins and take that spot and, you know, every day command the respect that it deserves. So, you know, we haven't seen that yet, and I'm hopeful that we will in our next practices and in our 5-on-5 sessions and in these scrimmages.
Everyone's attacked that differently. This is what Cam Payne said about the backup point guard spot.
I mean, it's a tough thing for sure. But I think the biggest thing as a person coming in as a backup role is to be consistent every day, even on off days. You got to be as consistent as you can and be very sound defensively. You got to be able to take control when you're out there on the court and be vocal. You got to be a leader as well as the starters. It's not an easy job. Because you know you can't make too many mistakes, but it's all about being consistent and knowing what the coach wants on the court. It's a big time role. I know you say it's like, you know, it's a backup point guard, but as a backup point guard, you really got to be a starter in a sense, and you have to be great every day. Not great, but you have to be solid and be consistent every day, and you know, you just got to keep working to make that happen.
So Cameron Payne broke it down for you, what it takes, what it's need, what's needed. Devon Carter was that same question. You know, we already know he's a dog. We know he works hard. We know what he's going to do. And you heard the way Cameron Payne broke it down. What's going to be needed? You got to really be consistent. Got to be more of a starter. Those are all the things that he said. Devon Carter, what are you going to do to be the backup point guard of this team?
Not at all. I go out there, I do what I do, and I lead that up to the coaches.
There you go. There you go. We don't have time to beat around the bush. We don't have time to give you a breakdown. You got your breakdown, Cameron Payne. Now I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Now I'm going to tell you how I'm going to do it. You don't believe me? Devon Carter, tell me.
I go out there, I do what I do, and I lead that up to the coaches.
There's nothing to be said. We'll get to Devin Booker. We'll do that. A little over a minute. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today on this special time for The Cave Show. Okay, so you heard from the coach. You heard from the campaign. I think it's time to hear what Ricky Rubio has to say. He's back. He's ready to go. He's kind of still taking it. You know, he can't just rush back. He's going to talk about, he talked about being in the proper shape, being ready to go. Hey, look, here's a guy who's white and whose child is still in Spain. So that's a lot on him. And he's getting over what he had to get over just to be down here. So he said on numerous occasions, right now, this is more than just basketball. But the one thing that he harped on big time was the team chemistry. And he talked about that and how being in Orlando, being in a bubble, can actually really help with bringing this team together on what he called an extended road trip.
It helped a lot. I think the chemistry is building up, especially on a young team where you spend a lot of time together. That helps. Like I was saying in the beginning of the season, the road trips will help us. And I think this is like the longest trip we're going to be on. And being here, able to really build the chemistry up, going to help for the future. And play this a game. Hopefully, we can make it to the ninth seed and play for a playoff in and play out for there.
So there you have. You know, everyone's talking chemistry. Everyone's talking about putting it together and making sure everyone can be one cohesive group and get ready to play when the games count. The scrimmages started today. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've had it up a long time today just watching teams. I'll give you my news and notes at the end on what I think, what I've seen so far. But Ricky Rubio, like I said before, I said there's more to it. There's more going on than just basketball. There's more going on with the world and everything else, COVID, social justice, everything. And he was asked, you know, what will your jersey say? Because players are allowed to put messages on their jerseys. Cody Cunningham from the Phoenix Suns, you know, talked about that with him. And this is how Ricky Rubio addressed it and the social issues along with Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, I think the NBA has been on top of that. We have been having a lot of calls to educate ourselves, to really know what's going on. And I'm really thankful for that. I was in a call with Breonna Taylor, attorney, and his mom, her mom, and a lot of other players. And I think it's very important for us to speak up. I think sometimes we've been a little quiet just because sometimes it's better to be quiet when you don't have the whole information. But the NBA is giving us enough information to really talk about it and talk about what you think and view your perspective. So I put justice because I feel like there has to be some justice, especially for all those has been affected, Breonna Taylor, for example, and hopefully we see justice.
So there you have it. Ricky Rubio will be wearing justice as a message on his jersey when the league starts back up and he's back out there. I thought that was way cool. Actually, I like not just that he put something on his jersey. There was thought behind it. There was words behind it. There was meaning behind it. And you know exactly why he's doing what he's doing and why he feels the way that he feels. So I thought that was way cool. On the basketball tip, though, for the Suns, got a chance. We did to catch up with the team leader, Devin Booker, and some of the stuff that he had to say in regards to the season and how he's approaching this. You know, Devin is a guy that's been ready. He's been ready to go. You know, he's been topping at the bit. When you're the team leader, the best player on the team, always ready to get back, especially when you're at that competitive level. Now, there's no one in the NBA that's not competitive. There's different guys that have different motors that make them do different things, but you don't make it to the NBA. You don't make it to Major League Baseball. You don't make it to Premier Soccer. You don't make it to the NFL anywhere if you're not competitive. I once heard Herm Edwards say, you know, when you're in a pros, your job is to stop another guy from making his house payment. So everyone is uber competitive. And so Book talked about it, talked about just getting back to it and wanting to compete and play basketball again.
Hey, man, I love to compete. So getting that chance, you know, to do that again, you know, it's very exciting. That's what I've missed the most. You know, enough ping pong with my friends, enough bag toss with my friends, you know, getting some good bump up and down on the court is what I'm looking forward to. So, you know, playing against some other guys is going to be exciting.
You elaborated more.
I'm excited for it. I'm just excited for the experience to get to compete again, honestly. You know, I'm not sure of, you know, what lineups or coach is going to try, but, you know, just having five guys out there that, you know, they know how to play the game in the right way is the type of basketball I like to play. So, you know, fundamentally sound, knowing how to dribble, pass, and shoot, and, you know, keeping everybody involved. I don't think, you know, height really matters. I don't think size really matters. You know, people that know how to play the game. And, you know, I think we have a lot of that in our team.
I'm like a person that's chomping at the bit to get back to playing basketball. But before they did all that, the one thing they had to do was get everyone feeling good, healthy there in the bubble, keep them healthy there in the bubble, The other day, there was not one positive test for any of the players, coaches, anybody in that bubble at all.
I think it's a great step. I mean, we're under, you know, a very tight bubble, like they say. You know, so I'd be very surprised if anybody does get it, but, you know, anything can happen. And, you know, I'm happy I'm in a safe place, getting better. And like I said, taking a step forward with this team, you know, under safety precautions.
That's all anyone can do. Hope no one gets it. Hope everyone stays safe. That's all you can do. There's a line that they can call, a hotline if they think anybody is not doing what they're supposed to do. But everyone is trying. On a personal note for Devin Booker, you know, players have certain routines, and he was asked about that. I thought it'd be cool to listen to what he says about how, you know, they're all playing in the same place. There's no home court advantage. Everyone is staying at a hotel. Everyone's coming to the games the same way. And so breaking up his routine, I thought it was pretty cool because players have routines.
Yeah, you know, that's one adjustment I'm definitely going to have to make. You know, being comfortable in my home environment, taking my game day nap in my bed, and waking up, going to my shower, playing my music throughout my house, it's all going to be different. But, you know, I'm sure I'll adjust to it. You know, the competitive nerves will take over, so it's definitely going to be uncomfortable and, you know, a new situation, but I'm sure I'll adjust well.
There you have it. I've got news. I've got notes. This show is going really fast. It's an abbreviated show. Special time today. I'm really sorry. Don't forget, generally 3 o'clock every day, you can get your replay of this show on KSRN. You can download that from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store. Check us out, KSRN every day. We need to take one more quick break before we get out of here. It'll leave me a little bit of time to get some news and notes to you. So let's do that right now. Here on the Cave Show.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Callers, I apologize. I'm not going to have an opportunity to get to you today. Make sure you're here with us Friday when we do. I have the time to get callers in. Just a reminder, we will not be live tomorrow. It will be a tape show. It's probably even better because I'm sure I said something that you really wanted to think about more. And now you can listen to it and you can think about it again even more. But welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. Don't forget, Friday we are scheduled to be at Madrero's Fine Cigar and Tobacco for Cigars with the Cave Show. Some news and notes I want to hit you with real quick before we jump out of here today on this Thursday. On the basketball side, there's a ton of games on today on NBA TV. They're all the scrimmages, basically preseason, getting everyone ready for the upcoming season. Some cool things that I've seen. Nikola Jokic is running point guard and Bol Bol is playing two guard. That's 2 7-footers basically taking basketball to another level, so actually kind of interesting. A lot of mouses in the houses when you're guarding those two. So that's some interesting tidbit stuff that's going on with basketball for that. In terms of baseball, Mookie Betts looks like he's signing an extension for $365 million. We'll get more into that on Friday, but that, brother, has been broken off, paid. Happy for him. He's going to do that with the Dodgers, the team that he went to this offseason. So, Mookie Betts, 365. The Toronto Blue Jays, they're having a hard time, people. Having a hard time. Doesn't look like they can play a lot of their games that they wanted to in Pennsylvania. They can't play in Pittsburgh. The state has denied that. Let me read quickly what they said in recent weeks. We have seen a significant increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in southwestern Pennsylvania. To add travelers to this region for any reason including for professional sports events, risk residents, visitors, and members of both teams. We know that this virus does not discriminate and can even make professional athletes very sick. We are committed to protecting the health and well-being of all Pennsylvanians. They're still looking forward, Craig, to play baseball. So here's my question for the MLB, real quick. In case this thing came back, I don't know why I say it came back, it never left. In case this thing got as serious, more serious, or flared back up, I guess, to the initial level of seriousness, I think that's the way I'm trying to phrase it. Why wouldn't every team have a plan A, plan B home? Just out of curiosity. So that way, a few days before the season opens, you don't have a team trying to scramble to find out where they're going to play. Why was there not a backup plan to the backup plan? Just out of curiosity. I'm asking for a friend. Just saying. In terms of baseball, we know that the NBA is doing a Black Lives Matter wording on the basketball court. So, baseball, you're doing a lot of stuff that's not baseball-ish. You had the San Francisco Giants kneeling before a game the other day. Now, a Black Lives Matter MLB stencil will appear on the pitcher's mound during opening weekend games. The Washington Nationals announced that on Wednesday. It reads, "The Nationals, in conjunction with Major League Baseball, stand with the Black Lives Matter movement and will utilize a platform and national stage of opening day to express support for the fight against systemic racism and injustice." I don't know if you were listening to me yesterday when I said this. There is nowhere to run. There's this old Motown song, "Nowhere to Run, No, Nowhere to Hide." It's not running, not hiding. If you do not like the messages that are coming out there, for now, I believe you have cornhole toss left. I believe that's what's left. Otherwise, you're going to see it in baseball. You're going to see it in basketball. You're going to see it in football. You're going to see it in soccer. College athletes are speaking up. It's just the truth. People are tired of it. Life is more than shutting up and dribbling. All you people that are tired of it and say you don't want to watch sports that says anything, well, I don't know what you're going to watch then. Like I said, as for now, you still have cornhole. Last bit of news and notes has to do with football. Fans, if you go to a football game, they allow you in, you got to wear a mask. That's big news. And the New York Jets, their owner, Woody Johnson, is under investigation by a State Department watchdog group under allegations that he made racist and sexist comments while serving as an ambassador to the United Kingdom. I'll get into that more on Friday. I think we're trying to figure out. Let's see. So far, the doofus has been Deshaun Jackson, who said outlandishly stupid things, followed by the Washington football team's owner, who allowed outlandish Daniel Snyder, who allowed outlandish and stupid things. And now Woody Johnson said, you know what? Let me throw my hat in for saying outlandish and stupid things. That stuff will all be determined on Friday. I have the poll up at Sports Cave on the Twitter. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Like I said, a little quick abbreviated show today. I do apologize. Thank you for joining us at this special time. We will get callers in on Friday. We will load them up. We will be ready to roll. We will have more sound from the Sands. from the D-backs that I didn't get to today, from the Mercury that I did not get to today. If you want to preview some of the sounds we have, you can follow us on social media, at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook. Again, that's at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. You also can follow us on our webpage, thesportscave.com. There's, again, with the K, there's an article up that was written by the late, great Sean Haley in regards to the Washington football team and why their name needs to be changed. It was written, actually, 5 years ago. Still apropos. We put it back up. It's a great read. Definitely check us out. Check it out. That's at thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on sports. Until Friday, don't forget, still listen tomorrow. It's the best love show. You'll like it. Until Friday, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR Temptations, bringing us home.